And I'd like to welcome back once again to Art in the Air Spotlight, Jesse Butts, the Porter County Director of Libraries there. And he's going to tell us, first of all, about the things that they've had happen in May, which are some exciting things. We had him on the previous Spotlight. And what's coming up in the library this summer? Jesse, welcome back to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Aloha.
Thank you guys for having me back. I appreciate it.
Well, I guess the first thing was to ask you about is how the May opening for the garden went. Tell us the details about the garden and everything about that once again.
Yeah, it was a great time had by all. We wanted to definitely thank everybody that was involved in the project. We were lucky enough to have the Lieutenant Governor in attendance, as well as City Council, County Council, the mayor. So it was a great group of people coming in that took part in this project. So we really appreciate it. And we're really now looking forward to it being open so that everybody can come out and enjoy it throughout the day.
Another Valparaiso jewel.
That's right.
And they can get you and visit anytime they want. It's open and you just go in, right?
Yep. Just walk on in. The gates are open. You go out and just enjoy, experience, eat your lunch, read a book, just be outside and relax.
So how are you planning on integrating that into your usage? And you probably have already started to some degree, but tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so there's going to be programming. Basically, anytime there's a nice day outside, we're going to be able to take our story time programming and head outside, which will allow us to have a much larger capacity for all of our programming and really take advantage of that beautiful weather that we're going to have this summer. We have little shaded areas and nooks, and I even got a sound system so that everybody's going to be able to hear us. So it's going to be great.
So what are we looking forward to with programs this summer?
Yeah, so summer's kind of our busiest time as a library. This is when our summer reading kicks off. So we're very excited about this. And while we're not having as many programs that we normally have, kind of the big fancy ones, because we're still being mindful of the pandemic. But what we are doing is we have our Beanstack app, which is a silly name, but it's a fun way to track your reading usage as an entire family. We're trying to encourage that it's not just children that are engaging in those summer reading activities, but it's really an entire family can help with the success of their children, or even if you don't have children, to be able to take part and have a good time with our summer reading.
Because so, the reading is, even if the parents read to the child, that's considered ours, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, reading to your child is exceptionally important. Helping them gain that vocabulary, it's very important. So we encourage that all around. And you'll be able to track your time read with the Beanstack app. And then you'll be able to turn it in for little digital badges. You used to have to come in and sign a sheet of paper and get a little ticket, but all that happens electronically now. And then you'll be able to be put into a big grand prize drawing. And we have gobs of different prizes that are really exciting for everybody. So there's something for anybody who could possibly want to. So we're really looking forward to that and would encourage everybody, because the summer is the most important way to set your child up for success for that next school year. So we hope lots of people take advantage of it.
Well, it's kind of fun to track the hours. It's amazing how fast they build up.
It is. And this year we're going to be putting some neat little spins on it where you're going to be able to see which town reads the most. And so we're going to see which town likes the books the most this year. It'll be fun.
So Jesse, can you use books on tape as part of your listening to books on tape?
Yes. Yes, you most definitely can. A lot of people think that you actually have to hold a book in front of you to read it. But ebooks, magazines, newspapers, listening to an audiobook, it's all important. So we just want people to consume as much literature as they possibly can. So all those methods work.
So your internal use is going up. As we look at the pandemic kind of winding down, do you think we'll really kind of, like, in the fall, looking forward to being back to, pretty much normalcy as we used to know it?
That's our definite hope here. But what we're doing is we're setting ourselves up for a future in which it may not be exactly the way that it was. So our virtual programming will remain. Our outdoor storybook trails that we have at Sunset Hills Farm and here in the garden will stay. We're going to do as much outdoor programming as we possibly can. We're going to continue purchasing and having access to as many electronic resources as possible to support those people who might not be comfortable. But we're going to continue working our facilities and our offerings back up to those pre-pandemic levels just as quick as we can.
So Jesse, like, the meeting rooms, have they been repurposed for other things in the library? And what has gone on with, I know a lot of libraries don't have their Friends of the Library book sales anymore or are accepting donations.
Yeah, so Back in April, we actually opened up donations again to the Friends of the Library. They accept two boxes of good condition items, and then they were able to open up their book sales again at the Valpo and Portage branches in the month of May, which was wonderful. And for our meeting rooms, we had repurposed those throughout the pandemic for the quarantine of items, but as the CDC and other studies came out showing that you didn't need to quarantine, we were able to stop that practice and reutilize those meeting room spaces for meetings again. So it's been great to open those back up as of April.
Excellent.
Real quick, how do they find you online and your locations real quick?
Sure. So we have five branches spread throughout the county. Portage, South Haven, Valpo, Hebron, and Couts. And you can find us at pcpls.org.
Okay. Thanks again. That's Jesse Butts, Director of the Porter County Library System. Thanks for coming on Art of the Year Spotlight and sharing your news.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you, Jesse.